Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, cash cattle business has once again made it to Friday without any significant market direction or indication that packers and feeders will make an effort to come to terms on selling cattle for the week. Packer interest should improve through the morning, though, although it could be late in the day before we see any trade. Asking prices likely to be around $123 and higher on a live basis, although given the market volatility in all livestock trade, it's uncertain where markets will shake out by the end of the day. Now, futures trades expected to open with a week under tone following previous sharp losses in feeder cattle, creating market uncertainty through the entire market. Traders are likely to try to square positions today, as overall volume may remain sluggish ahead of the three-day weekend. Early hog trades expected to remain mixed in a moderate range, as limited trade volume is likely to develop over the next few hours. Traders continue to focus on outside market direction, as well as growing concerns about pork movement through the summer months, as softness is likely to redevelop in all spring and summer contract months. Now, on the grains, March Kansas City wheat up about 4.25 cents early this morning, along with gains in the Chicago and Minneapolis contracts. Not only are outside markets friendly for grain prices early today, but wheat may also be benefiting from unconfirmed talk of U.S. sales to Egypt. March corn is up 1.75 cents early today, threatening a higher close for the week after surviving Tuesday's big sell-off. We won't have any CFTC data again unless the government reopens one of these days. Tuesday's high-volume sell-off now looks like a quick shakeout of impatient speculators, as there's been no significant change in corn fundamentals. March soybeans up 4.75 cents early today, adding to yesterday's 13.25 cent gain, which turned out to be related to a rumor. Several news sources reported the White House may be considering a plan to drop the tariffs against China in an effort to advance trade talks. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On the livestock futures, February live cattle was down 72 cents, 127.10. April down 82 at 126.90. March feeder cattle down 177, 142.92. April down 132 at 144.22. February hogs up 80 cents, 60.85. And the April was down 45 cents at 64.62. Kansas City wheat, March was up 8.5 at 504. The May was up 8 cents at 514.5. Chicago wheat, March up 5.25 at 517.75. May was up 5 cents at 523. March corn was up 6 cents at 380, and May was up 5.75 at 388. March soybeans up 13.25 at 907.75. May up 13 cents at 921. March cotton up 110 yesterday, 74.37. The May was up 112 at 75.66. February crude up 53, 52.60. February natural gas down 12, 328 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.